From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces fail to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have been in a revolt at the Hama Central Prison for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the facility Friday night and seized its food supply. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plainclothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen, got out and opened fire before fleeing the scene. President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress North Korea will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. KCNE News says Mr. Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile toward North Korea. Thousands of Lebanese voted in municipal elections in Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. Turnout was said to be low. Sunday's vote is the first since an 8-month trash crisis in Beirut sparked anti-government protests. Sunday was Mother's Day in the U.S. and scores of countries around the world. U.S. President Barack Obama honored his wife, Michelle, in his weekly address, thanking her for being a mom. Two buses collided with a fuel tanker in Afghanistan, setting all 3 vehicles on ablaze. There were 73 people killed and dozens injured. This is VOA News. Donald Trump, the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, said Sunday he is not all that worried that key party leaders are not unifying around him.
I think it would be better if it were unified. I think it would be there would be something good about it, but I don't think it actually has to be unified in the traditional sense.
Trump spoke on ABC's This Week program. The last 2 Republican presidents and numerous other party officials say they will not support Trump. The party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, said he is just not ready to endorse Trump. Other conservative leaders have raised the possibility of fielding a 3rd candidate against Trump and Democratic leader Hillary Clinton. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called an early election for July 2nd. Opinion polls indicate the election could be a close contest between opposition Labour Party and the ruling coalition. Labour Party leader Bill Shorten lost no time in going on the attack.
Australians have a clear choice. A choice between Labour's positive plans for the future and 3 more years of dysfunction, of dithering, and of disappointment.
Mr. Turnbull hopes to win a 2nd 3-year term for his Liberal National Coalition. There is finally some encouraging news about that huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area in western Canada. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says the fires are a lot smaller than what authorities believe they were. They're big enough, though. As of midday Sunday local time, 161,000 hectares in northern Alberta were still burning. Thousands of people had sought safety in emergency shelters. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is accusing Western nations who are battling Islamic State extremists in northern Syria of failing to help his government fight the jihadists on Turkish soil. His remarks came a day after authorities say Turkish shelling killed 55 IS insurgents in northern Syria in retaliation for weeks of rocket attacks that have killed more than 20 people in and near Khalees. China's state media say 34 construction workers are missing after a huge landslide in China's southeastern Fujian province. Xinhua News Agency says about 100,000 cubic meters of mud and rocks slid into a hydroelectric power station site under construction in Tianning County. The landslide Sunday was triggered by heavy rain. Unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a prominent Pakistani rights activist for speaking out against the Taliban and radical Islamist groups. A local official says Kuran Zaki was killed in Karachi late Saturday in a drive-by shooting. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.